Well, it's Saturday night, about 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm just kind of remembering Taboo again, really. It's kind of significant timing because I've just had my first week on a new medication, which, from my point of view, is pretty nasty. It's called olanzapine. Look it up on Wikipedia, and it's, you shouldn't, if you're going to take it or have any intention of taking it. One of the things it does is reduce your brain capacity in the long term by 14.87% or something. I don't know. I read it yesterday after stopping taking them for a week. I've had a horrible week of just being basically incapacitated, asleep the whole time, falling asleep uncontrollably. I'm used to being a fidget, really. I'm fidget minded, at least. I can't stop thinking. That's part of the problem. But I'd much rather be like that than how I've been for the last week, which is kind of able to sense that things were going in ways that would affect me emotionally in a certain way, but not having them affect me in that certain way. And so being a sort of overthinker anyway, I'm well aware of how things affect me or others, and so I know what I'm kind of expecting to happen. It doesn't happen. It feels really weird. I went to the park with my dog, and a bloke basically was kicking a football around, ran towards the dog with the football. The dog loves footballs. We didn't know what was going to happen. It wasn't particularly sort of like rocket science. And the bloke threw a fit and was shouting at me. And I'd have had a panic attack at that point about a few weeks ago. Not because I'm not well able to, converse my way out of a situation. Or, indeed, I'm not exactly a small bloke. I'm 6'1". And I'm, bearded and hefty, I guess. I would have had a panic attack. But anyway, leaving aside the truth of the situation or the likelihood of him actually trying to be physically violent, it was unlikely. But it was dark and it was Hackney Downs, there was a certain element of trepidation about the whole situation. So I, in fact, reacted in a way that was just to call the dog back, give it a treat, give her a treat. I'm not calling her it. It's Poppy, my dog, who's my best friend. Call her back. She came back, gave her a treat. And I said, yeah, no worries, mate, we're on our way. And we turned around and walked off. And that's, you're listening and thinking, well, that's perfectly normal, that's exactly what you should have done. And that's absolutely right, but it's not to say it is how I would have behaved before I'd had these pills, and it's not to say that since my mental breakdowns, I wouldn't have just completely gone to pieces and had a chronic anxiety episode. So the pills obviously, unarguably helped in that situation, but I still experienced all the fears and all the thoughts and all the normal things that hard to explain this, but yeah, I still experienced all the things that you would normally experience in that type of situation, but from a kind of observer's point of view, as though I was watching it on a television soap opera. I could empathise with myself, but I wasn't feeling it, and that was really weird. In fact, I wasn't upset that day, particularly. I say that, I'm not particularly good at going out anyway at the moment, well, haven't been for 6 months since I basically hit a brick wall of depression and had 3 months of complete, I'm not suicidal, so don't, I'm not that kind of, well, not that kind of, I'm just not suicidal, I have those sort of thoughts. I have isolatory thoughts, so I want, I want to become a hermit, is how I feel. I lock myself away in a little, my little room, which I built, you know, I built myself. It's a, not just for this purpose at all. We bought a shell and put the rooms in, and this is my room, and it's got all my kit in it because I've got a music studio, and it's got my computer stuff and that. So, you know, I just wanted to lock myself away, not see the world, don't want to go outside. I get anxious when I do. Yeah, so these pills, anyway, the idea is that they're supposed to sort of chill you out. And, but really, they're very, very strong, and I would rather be me and dysfunctional by someone else's definition than on them. So I'm not taking them anymore. It was given to me as an option. I could stop after a week if I didn't really get on with them. And what getting on was not specifically defined. And frankly, I felt like they just took a bit of me, or quite a lot of me, really. Turned me into an observer rather than a participant. So, yeah, stopping that. I've unlinked this account from Twitter, so I'm just going to talk freely now. This is my diary. It was a really valuable tool before Audioboo, before I stopped using it. And, you know, I keep a copy of the recordings on my hard drive at home, and it means that I've got the ability to just sort of get a bit of perspective about how the time's going. And I sort of stopped. I was depressed, but I sort of also thought, well, you know, I started to think, oh, no one wants to hear about me, when I never started doing audio boos because anyone was listening. I didn't even know it was that sort of thing. I just thought it was a tool I'd downloaded from my iPod that I could download from the web. And I'm going to continue like that and just try not to have any doubt, but I'm going to be very strict on myself in that I know I'm ill, and I'm not going to be sort of like, you know, trying to involve myself too much in any sort of anything bigger than my game community, which I'm quite loving these days. I get to do much more because I'm making game levels. I might have run out of time. I probably have. I don't know. I did have a pro account, but I'm not sure if that still stands. So I'll stop talking. But there'll be more. I'm sitting here now waiting for a level to compile. It's going to take another hour, I think, by the looks of it. So I'll probably fall asleep, which is good. Normalish time. I've missed a lot of people on Audioboo. I've kept up with some boos, not all. So yeah, it's nice to be thinking that I'm going to use it again and not have Twitter know about it, because of all the new people that I know on Twitter from gaming, I don't want them knowing I'm a bit of a nutter, or, you know, that I've had a mental breakdown and stuff. Or what my diagnosis is going to be, because that's going to be published soon. I've been assessed at last properly. Over various appointments, and by the end of the next couple of weeks, I should have a report saying you are either bipolar or chronic. I have a chronic personality disorder, which is a fucker, isn't it? No other word for that. But chronic personality disorder, I've got to tell you. When I get better, or, you know, even before I'm better, I'm going to start a website petitioning for that to be called something else, because it's just a slap in the face. Like, you know, all right, I'm not the nicest, I'm not the most sort of like, you know, well, no, I haven't got a bad personality when I'm not nuts. So, you know, what a fucker to be called someone. I don't know what I'll be called, a CPD? Well, I won't be called anything. No one will label me if they're half a person. Oh dear, I feel like I'm being manic, but it's really just that it's nice to talk to something, because I've been quite quiet sitting in my room. And, yeah. Anyway, upload.